Hello there. I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can like the OIC page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_edu, and join our group, OIC, on LinkedIn. For those who might be new to options, a bullish market means that there's an expectation that there'll be an increase in price. When trading options, there are certain strategies an investor may want to consider implementing in a bullish market. And today we are going to discuss a few of them. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's introduce our guest for today's topic on strategies for a bull market. We've got Alan Grigoletto, Senior Vice President of Business Development and Marketing at Box. Alan, thanks for participating on today's show.
Well, thank you, Joe. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Alan, tell us a little bit about your background in options.
Well, Joe, I was the first one hired to build out the business side of the Boston Options Exchange. Prior to that, I was a partner at an investment advisory firm, and I got my start in options as a market maker and broker on the CBOE.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad you're here. And from OIC's call center, we've got Darren Tate, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Darren, what do you do over at the OCC?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It's good to be here. My primary function at the OCC is to support our investor services help desk, whereby we talk to customers on the phone at the 888 options number. We support an online chat where customers can chat with us online, and we also respond to customer emails.
Excellent. Well, thanks to you both. Let's start by discussing some bull market strategies as well as the risks and rewards of each. Alan, how about if you get this conversation going?
Well, great. Thanks, Joe. Well, buying a call is one of the more common strategies to use in a bullish market. Now, when you buy a call, you have the right to buy the underlying instrument at the strike price anytime prior to the expiration date. A possible objective in buying a call is to profit from the increase in the price of the underlying security, or you can also use it to lock in that price where you want to purchase that stock.
Well, that seems simple enough to understand. Now, what would be an example of how buying a call works, Darren?
Well, ideally, an investor would have a forecast in mind for the underlying stock price and a time frame associated with that forecast. With these predictions in mind, an investor can then narrow down the strike prices and the expirations to select from. The lower the call option strike price and the longer the expiration, the higher the cost. Understanding the break-even price, the strike price of the call, of the long call, that is, plus the premium paid, can be used as a guideline for that target price. It is at this price, this break-even price, that the long call at expiration has neither a gain nor a loss, and above this price, the strategy becomes profitable. It is always important to have an exit strategy in mind. This is something we really stress with the calls that we take at the help desk. And a good exit strategy is one that not only takes profits when they become available, but one that also has a loss limits in mind in the event that the trade does not work out as planned. Try to take the psychological aspect out of the investing decision as well. Don't get too wrapped up in one particular contract or one particular option. Have a broader perspective.
That's very, very good advice, Darren. And actually, having a good exit strategy is a lead into my next question about the risks and rewards of buying calls. Alan, what are they?
Well, the return is theoretically unlimited. But the risk is limited to the premium paid for that option.
That's important. How about, give me that one more time.
The return is theoretically unlimited, but the risk is limited to the premium paid for that option.
Perfect. Now, Darren, how about another bullish strategy?
One strategy that comes to mind is writing put options to open a short put position. A short put position carries an obligation to buy the stock, and you receive the premium when you write the put option, and if you're never assigned, you get to keep the premium. If an investor writes a put option, they place the cash needed to fulfill the obligation to buy the stock in reserve through a brokerage account or a short-term low-risk investment, or deposit sufficient margin if it's done in a margin account. Two reasons for using this strategy could be to attempt to purchase the underlying shares below the current market price in the event that the put is assigned and the stock price pulls back, or simply to collect the premium from the sale of the put, which if it expires out of the money and has no value, the investor would keep 100% of the premium. The risk-reward of put writing is very similar to the covered call strategy. Limited upside and lots of downside risk.
Good stuff. Now, Alan, how about an example of how the cash secured put works?
Absolutely, Joe. So let's look at a underlying trading at $50. In this case, the investor is going to sell a 30-strike put. Now, should the underlying remain above $30 at expiration, the investor gets to keep the premium from that short put sale. Should the underlying close below $30, the investor is assigned and is now long that stock, but it's at a level he was previously willing to purchase that underlying share.
Okay. Well, it's always important to be aware of the risks and rewards, and certainly the case with the cash secured put. Darren, anything else you want to offer?
Well, one of the benefits of the cash secured puts, as Alan indicated, is that the put writer collects the premium from the put sale. No matter how the stock price fluctuates, that's the investor's takeaway, is that premium. On the downside, the maximum loss can be substantial. Theoretically, the stock price can decline to zero, and if the investor is assigned, their effective purchase price of the shares is simply the strike price minus the premium they received.
Okay. Well, again, understanding that risk-reward going into a particular strategy is really important. Now, Alan, how about vertical spreads? Can they be used in a bullish market?
Yes, Joe, and they're some of my favorite spreads. A vertical spread is an option strategy where both options are identical, meaning both calls or puts, except that one option has a higher strike price than the other. An example of the way this strategy works is the price paid for the long option is more than the price received for the short option. Let's look at an example. We're going to buy one XYZ 50 call, paying $4, and sell one XYZ 60 call at 50 cents. The maximum loss from this position is the $3.50 paid for the spread, if the underlying closes at 50 or below. The maximum gain is the difference between the strike prices, which is 60 minus 50, or $10, minus the debit of $3.50, and the maximum possible gain is then $6.50.
Good example, Alan. Thanks. Now, Darren, how about briefly going over the advantages and disadvantages of using the vertical spreads in a bullish market?
In terms of risk, the vertical bull call spread is very similar to the long call, but the spread does carry the risk of being assigned on the short call. However, if the short call is in the money and assignment seems likely, the trade has more likely than not earned a profit. So if the investor wishes to avoid being assigned, they may elect to close out the spread altogether. The maximum loss for the bull call spread is the amount that you paid for the spread. The benefit of the vertical spread is that often the risk-reward ratio is better than the purchase of a straight call. You're picking up leverage because you're investing less capital and you're still taking advantage of your bullish outlook. Typically, we find that bull call spreads works best if an investor is looking for a stock price increase of, say, around 15 or 20%. Our listeners can use our position simulator on our website at optionseducation.org to evaluate how a spread, or other strategies for that matter, may perform theoretically under different situations. Remember, the maximum value of the call spread is the difference between the two strike prices, less the premium paid for the spread. The investor wants the difference between the two option premiums to increase, essentially selling the spread for more if this was to occur. The strike prices chosen for a vertical spread are also an important factor.
More good information, Darren. I hope it's a lot for our listeners to grasp. I hope they're getting it. Now, I think we might have time for one more bullish strategy. Alan, can you discuss the ratio spread or the back spread, as some call it, and then provide us with maybe an example of how that works?
Sure, Joe. A backspread is being both long and short options concurrently. Now, the basic premise here is to be long options, but finance the purchase price of those options with the sale of another option. Let's suppose the investor would sell one XYZ 50 call and finance in part or whole the purchase of two or more XYZ 60 calls. The strategy allows for unlimited profit potential due to the additional long option. If done at zero cost or a credit, the owner benefits by being able to hold that position without the adverse effects of premium decay.
Excellent. Now, Darren, Alan touched on some of the rewards of the backspread. Do you have anything to add in terms of using the ratio or backspread?
Well, like Alan mentioned, theoretically, there is an unlimited potential for profit with the call ratio backspread as Alan defined it. In terms of risk, it is limited to the second strike price minus the first strike price minus the net credit received or plus the net debit paid. So those differences between the two strike prices is sort of where your risk is going to be impacted. There are many different ways to structure backspread. Personally, what I like to do is put the pencil to the paper and to see what the value of the spread will be at different underlying prices. And what we'll find is that it's really going to pick up a lot of gains in the case of the call backspread as the stock price rises significantly.
Did you say paper and pencil?
Absolutely.
Not the computer, paper and pencil. The old days, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Outstanding. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for your participation today. I hope our listeners got a lot out of today's show. Alan is one of our OIC instructors, so be on the lookout for him on the seminar circuit. And for any options-related questions, you can call Darren or any of his knowledgeable colleagues at the OIC Call Center. You can reach them at 1-888-OPTIONS. Don't forget about the enormous amount of tools and resources that are available on the OIC website. Visit www.optionseducation.org. We have a lot of information available to you to help you increase your options knowledge. Lastly, don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. You can join us at LinkedIn, like the OIC page on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.